Mr. Hilton, I just came back from the most beautiful place on earth.
Was it Kansas?
No, but you like Kansas, don't you?
It's a lot prettier than people give it credit for.
There's probably one farm field would fit all of Iceland.
Yes. Yes, you were in Iceland.
I was, and it was just absolutely stunning. I spent 3.5 days just driving around, and every single bend and curve you come to was something more extraordinary than the other. All, you know, these beautiful mountains and lava.
Unicorns and elves and...
These are...
I meant in your head.
Oh, that, yes. you were there. You saw my pictures.
Yeah. I saw the rainbow picture. The rainbow picture was amazing.
That was the most amazing.
Yeah.
So I went, I did an interview with Janzi from Sigur Rós, and then I came out of there, and 3 minutes later, I see like this rainbow just growing, and I start running down toward. Well, not running because I don't want to hurt myself.
My hip.
So, and there was framing these beautiful snow-capped mountains was this rainbow just growing and growing and growing, and I look to my on the right, and then I look to my left, and there's the other part of the rainbow. Meeting at the time. I mean, who's ever seen a whole rainbow, like both ends
perfect,
of the rainbow?
Perfect arc.
Framing this gorgeous,
and
gorgeous
And Janzi
mountain.
Was sitting at the top of the arc.
In my head. Yes, of course.
Smoking a little pipe.
And... So we're there for Airwaves, a great music festival there in Iceland, and I recommend let's all completely fill up the country next year and go. It's in Reykjavik. The population there is about 9. The population there, is about 90,000 in Reykjavik. There were 9,000 of the people there were there to see Airwaves. Yeah, there are 150 Icelandic bands. The entire population. No. There were 150 Icelandic bands in the festival. They turned away 200 Icelandic bands. There are only 300,000 people in the whole country. So you do the math.
Basically, everyone's in a band.
Yeah, absolutely. And my guide for like what to see, because you know. There's so much to see in this festival. It's kind of scattered all over Reykjavik. Was Kevin Cole from KEXP.
Kevin!
And Kevin is here. Well, he's not here. He's there. I mean, he's not there. He's actually
back in Seattle.
That's right. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Bob and Robin.
Glad you made it back safely. You had a good couple of days off. You worked your butt off because what you do at KEXP is you...
Work our butts off.
Right. And for 5 days, you record... bands that tell us.
Yeah, I'm still feeling a little jet lagged and a little blissed out. The rainbow maybe had something to do with it too. But we recorded 29 live sessions with bands over the course of 6 days. And that's what we do.
Incredible.
Some of it's live broadcasts. So we did a 3-day, 8-hour-a-day live broadcast from this crazy place, Kex Hostel, which just... You know, it's too good to be true in terms of the name.
Yeah, right. It's KEX and your KEXP. That's the
yeah. And Kex in Icelandic means biscuit, and it's a former biscuit factory. So we bring the P and make it KEXP. And we host.
I'm not sure you mean right? That the way it sounded.
yeah, probably not, right?
We're the pea and the biscuit, of course.
And like, you know, we did 29 live bands. It was crazy. And Bob, like you were describing, at every bend and turn, you saw something extraordinary in the landscape. Didn't you feel that way musically, too? At
you're
every
right.
bend and turn,
yeah, that's absolutely
you stumble
true.
Upon an incredible band, and you're just like, wow.
Well, play one for us.
How about Junius Mavant? Can we start with Junius?
Sure. I saw him in an acoustic session, but explain to folks real quickly, because I want to get some music, who he is, and we can talk more after.
Okay, Junius Mavant is new. I mean, a relatively new artist. I've seen him in 4 different configurations over the last month: solo, acoustic,
3 arms, 7 arms,
with a string quintet, and when he played Airwaves last week or so, it was with a 10-piece band, and it was incredible. The song "Color Decay" that we're going to hear right now is. Kind of creeping up to be maybe my favorite song of the year. There's
wow.
something really subtle about it. And it's sort of like if you took Bon Iver and Iron and Wine filtered through Lee Hazelwood or something.
Let's do this. Let's play Color Decay by... It's
Junius Mavant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I like.
That is Unius Mavant, Color Decay. You know, I've been feeling jet lag since since we got back. I don't know if you've been feeling it, Bob, but I woke up at like 3 this morning and had that song running through my head for like an hour as I was trying to talk myself back to sleep.
I wasn't jet lagged until I came back. I went to a show Tuesday, I went to a show Wednesday, I went to a show Thursday, played in a contra dance band on Friday, and in the middle of playing a reel, you know, which is a really fast tune on guitar, I nodded out completely, like my wall just completely, it took me 4 days, but I completely fell asleep in the middle of playing in a band. That song reminded me a lot of a lot of the singers in these bands had that. You mentioned Bon Iver, but very sensitive males seem to be pervading the festival of Icelandic bands.
It's so interesting, though. You mentioned the size of the country and the number of bands, and there's a ton of collaboration that happens between the bands and the artists. We did a session with a group called ADHD, kind of a jazz improv session. Which totally makes sense,
yeah,
right?
I'm sorry, what? you lost
and
me.
What were you talking about? Then the drummer's name is Maggie, and he plays in like 25 bands.
Wow.
But I don't know if you had this this sense, Bob, but there were so many different styles of music, you know. Like Bon Iver, that's probably the most kind of mainstreamy, broad appealing sounding artist that I heard.
And the one artist that I think everybody, well, not everybody, but people would know in the States would be Al's Gear. He's the one who's making inroads in that sort of style of music. A really good record he put out, both in Icelandic and then in English. And when I saw him in concert, sang it in Icelandic, which I'd never heard of him do, which is cool, but keep going. I'm sorry.
That must have been super cool. But, you know, I saw straight up rock with kind of an Icelandic filter, down tempo electronica, jazz improv, more avant garde experimental electronic music.
The
I saw
Filipino
Eastern
rapper, right? The Filipino
Icelandic
rapper.
Cell 7.
Doing
kind of old school hip hop, too, with her sound. And this Eastern European surf band called Drungar. Just great, great stuff.
There's a whole reggae scene in Iceland. Who knew?
I know, right?
Right?
Island music.
There are two different reggae bands.
And there's a great Afrobeat band, Samuel Jan Samuelson's Big Band.
Which I missed, but yeah, I'd like to have seen that. Sounds fabulous. I'm going to play something. A friend of mine, Ben, here in D.C., told me you have to see Samaras, and I had never. He also told me I should bring them back in my suitcase, which I couldn't. And I wish I could have, because it's a three-piece. I saw only two of the three pieces because the space was so packed and tight and a big pole in the middle. I never did see the person playing the electronics, but I saw the clarinetist, a female clarinetist, and the singer of the band, Samaras. They sing in Icelandic. Their songs are sort of rooted in 19th century Icelandic poetry, not stuff I can sing when I get home, but I love the tone and the music. So I'm going to play something by Samaras, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it.
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned the reggae in Iceland there. I mean, it sort of was in that twisted way, right, in the Samara song.
Oh, I was going to mention that as well. There was kind of the beat, but also the Augustus Pablo melodica riff line that ran through that song. Super cool and hypnotic.
I love it. This is Samara. Here's my attempt at pronouncing the name of the record. It's called Silkindragnar. Nope, that's not right. Silkindragnar.
Perfect.
Thank you. I really apologize to everyone in Iceland. I mean, there aren't a lot of you, but I'm really sorry to all of you.
You could probably do it personally.
It's tough, man. The language is incredible.
Going door to door.
The language is amazing, but it's so tough for us. But anyway, we'll be rolling out video of Samaras doing a live set. All 29 of the bands that we recorded, we'll have videos of that we'll start rolling out in about a week.
Oh, that is exciting.
So cool.
Like Unius Mavant, too, with a 10-piece band. And I thought he was sort of channeling a little bit of Van Morrison when he played. So
I'd encourage everyone next year when this comes around, get your ticket. Just go. I mean, and if you can't, then, you know, KXP's there for you. Sit back and relax. Watch. So thank you, Mr. Kevin Cole.
Bob, Robin, so great to be on All Songs Considered. Appreciate it. And Bob, man, it was so much fun seeing you in Iceland. And if I don't run into you in the year ahead, I'll see you next year back in Reykjavik.
I am there.
Let's not wait a year for you to be back on the show.
That's right.
So how about one more song?
Great.
Soleil, incredible artist. She started out as a member of the band Sea Bear with Sindri Marr, who is now Sin Fang, and released her own solo album in 2011. There's a brand new album coming out. This is an unreleased song that we recorded about a year ago. It's going to be on the new album, but we did this at Kex Hostel, but we didn't record this as part of the broadcast. What we did is we busted into one of the hostel rooms, a big room, a dorm room that sleeps about 15 people, and we kind of rolled in early in the morning. Absolutely. Well, Soleil serenaded everybody with a recording of this song, which is called Halloween Song.
Fabulous. So why don't we put this video up from KXP, Robin? We'll put the video online so that people can see the setting that Kevin described. Listen to Halloween. Thank you, Mr. Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Kevin Cole from KEXP. This is Soleil.
Dreamers. yaptık. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Sole, Kevin Cole picked that KXP from the Iceland Airwaves Festival. And that happens in top of November. Well, I'll stop talking about it, but I'm not thinking about it.
I so wish I could have been there. You know, talking about how many bands there are in Iceland got me thinking of that Elvis impersonator statistic. Do you know the one I'm talking about? That, you know, right now there are about 85,000 Elvis impersonators in the world. And back in 1957, there were only 170. So at the current rate, by 2019, one-third of the world population will be Elvis impersonators.
Wow. So you think your kid will be an Elvis impersonator?
Well, I mean, he may not have a choice. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, yeah, that's according to Migration Watch. But, you know, one thing that happened this past week as I was under the weather, I had tickets to go see one of my favorite bands play Sunday night.
I'm surprised you weren't there.
And I just couldn't do it. I was so sick. But you were there. TV on the radio.
What a great rock band.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah. How was the show?
It was a great show. You really missed it.
Well, I've got the record. The record's out now. They've got this new record called Seeds, and this is the fifth one that they've made since they started in 2001. There have been several years between records. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot in the past that it's very hard to categorize their music, and I mean it's rock music, but
just a great American rock band.
Just a great rock band, yeah. You know, and I guess the one thing that I would say is that I feel like I was really thinking this as I listened to the new record Seeds, that this is a band that has never compromised on its sound. They're just fiercely dedicated to the creative spirit.
And, it's quite good in concert, by the way.
Yeah, and having a voice of their own, you know, I think that they've. Listening to the record, it's clear they just are still a restless band searching. And I want to play the opening cut from the album Seeds from TV on the Radio. This song is called Quartz. This band, man, for just the second you hear the very first second of the first note of that of this song, you're immediately in it.
Yep.
And just and an instantly familiar sound too for any longtime fans of this band. The band TV on the Radio, that song was Quartz from the record Seeds.
There were a lot of their longtime fans at the concert the other night.
Loving it.
Yeah, sorry you couldn't be.
Did everyone walk away talking about it? It was just
they
once
just
in a
where
lifetime.
You were.
Yeah.
Yeah,
once in a lifetime. Life-changing experience.
It was pretty great.
Yeah. A lot has happened to this band since 2011, since their last record. Their bassist passed away. He died of cancer. They left their longtime label. So there's a lot in this record about learning to let go and moving on. And the band says that they've been through a lot. They're glad they held it together and believe that they've made the best record, 1,000% the best record they've ever made. And I would certainly put it up there. That's TV awesome. On the Radio. So happy to have a new record from them.
The night before that really good concert by TV on the Radio, I saw Caribou.
Oh, yeah, I love Caribou.
Yeah, and on my way back from Iceland, I sat next to a fellow randomly, and I saw he was looking through a leaflet or something from Airwaves, and I said, so you went to the festival? He said, yeah. I said, what was your favorite thing? He said, all my friends and I came to see Caribou. So they went to Iceland to see, I mean, you know, obviously they went to see other things, but,
right.
And that was his absolute favorite thing. And then 5 days later in D.C., Dan Snaith, the leader of Caribou and the band, were at the Black Cat in Washington. And I have such mixed feelings about this record that everyone is so passionate about. So forgive me, people. There is a thing in me called having lived through the disco era that I can't shake. So didn't like that era in music and there's something in Caribou's music that is there but people lust for
on
and
this
grab
record,
onto
on this record.
Yeah, on this new record.
Because I'm with you. I have sort of mixed feelings about this.
But it was totally winning, and the crowd went crazy. I'd never seen that many people for Caribou, and this is the most winning record after 10 years of making records that Caribou's done. So let me play a song off that record. I'm going to play the one cut that evening and on the record just knocks me dead. It's called Silver from Caribou.
It doesn't mean I can't.
You know,
well, I don't think she's saying weird.
But it doesn't matter. Now, the next time you hear it, you'll think she's saying that.
I don't know. I tried to hear weird when you said that.
Oh, really?
Give me the cable. I want to. That's Caribou.
From the new record. I love that song. There's no denying I love that song.
Right.
And any of my hesitation about the album and things about the album, not in that song I'm at the love.
If you're new to Caribou, I would say go back and dig into the back catalog. Here's an example. This is from 2007, a song called Melody Day, a Caribou song. I'll just play a second of it. I don't know, maybe we will have to play the old now. It's completely different sound on this new record. And
do you remember when we went to record that show at the Rock and Roll Hotel?
Was that the Andorra record? It was, 2007. Dan Snaith fell off a ladder.
I'm not sure if Dan did, or
Dan?
I think it might have been the other drummer in the band. But one of them, they were climbing up to put a projector up, and injury ensued.
Fell off the ladder. I had to cancel the show.
Cancel the webcast.
Yeah. It was really all about us. And what we lost by not being able to webcast that show.
Caribou, the new record's called Our Love. Well, Robin Hilton, it's been a ride today. You made it, though. You wrote me a note this morning.
I said I might not make it. I can get it.
About 7 in the morning, I got a note from you that says I'm sick. I may not make it.
If I stay quiet all day, I'm okay. But I've been talking a lot, so now my cough's starting to come back. But
I can pick another song.
No, I'm going to take us out. This is perfect because it ties in with my cold. This has been my soundtrack for the last week. Winged Victory for the Soul is the band. This is a band we had on before back in March, A Winged Victory for the Soul. And this is Adam Wiltsy of Stars of the Lid and the pianist and composer Dustin O'Halloran. And the two of them together just make some of the hands down, the most beautiful ambient music I've ever heard in my life. This has been my soundtrack. This is a song from their latest record. The record's called Atomus, and this is Atomus number 9. Atomus 9. And I really, truly, it will just take you away. Just imagine some drug-induced, pharmaceutical, cold medicine. You're in a haze.
Susanna, could you cut the lights?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll listen to this in the dark.
Let's just shut the lights off. Just turn the lights off. Close your eyes. And let this take you away. Please allow myself.
Could you just go away?
Here's the Winged Victory for the Soul on Atomus 9. Thanks, Bob.
Take care, Robin. Yeah, for NPR Music.
We'll see you next week.
See you in Iceland. That's all songs considered.